This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of people protested in Berlin on Saturday to condemn Germany's supply of arms to Ukraine and call for peace talks to end the war. Most placards at the protest reflected traditional left-wing positions, but some participants wore flags with the slogan "Americans go home" and the logo of a far-right magazine. Police said about 13,000 people took part in the rally at Berlin's iconic Brandenburg Gate. Other protests took place Saturday in Paris and in Brussels. Speculation about North Korea's food insecurity has flared as its top leaders prepare to discuss the very important and urgent task of formulating a correct agricultural policy. Unconfirmed reports say an unspecified number of North Koreans have been dying of hunger, but experts say there's no sign of mass deaths or famine. The upcoming Workers' Party meeting is likely intended to shore up domestic support for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as he pushes ahead with his nuclear weapons program. It's difficult to know the exact situation in the North, which has kept its borders virtually closed during the pandemic. Officials say the normal trade and movement of people between Pakistan and Afghanistan has fully resumed after the two sides opened a key border crossing that was shut down a week ago by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers. Since Sunday, the closure of the Torkham border crossing had stranded people in thousands of trucks carrying essential items. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had closed the crossing after claiming Islamabad was not abiding by an agreement with Kabul to allow Afghans seeking medical care to cross into Pakistan without travel documents. More on this story.